the second half of the tribulation, Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark.
Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The days that you call the last days are here, says the Lord. For the rumblings of the mountains now begin. The hurricanes, the winds have begun once more.
The church has set its course, for there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, our prayers are important communication with God. And while Jesus was with us, he taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer and told us how to pray in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we should also be in prayer mode as spoken of in Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Prayers, my dear friends, have brought so many blessings in our lives, because we take everything in our lives before God and listen for His leading and answer. That is living in the Spirit. So, my friends, be ever prayerful and listen for God's answer. And even if it's not in the way you wanted it, it will be a blessing, and that's the true truth. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
My, we have an awesome God, my friends. Let's praise Him tonight as we expose the faults. Are you ready to hear about the truth? The true truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a WOW, Walk on Water, Signs Radio spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This one-man, one-woman ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? And God bless you, our friends. Now for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled Ignorance, Matthew chapter 24, verses 11 through 13. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That word rise here translates to rise up, stir up against someone or something, to cause to deceptively appear before the public. When the word deceive is added, the meaning changes to cause to stray, to lead astray, to lead aside from the right way, to sever or fall away from the truth, to be led away into error and sin, in an ignorant way, meaning the condition or quality of being ignorant, lack of knowledge, education, etc., to be unaware of sin causing one's love to grow cold. My dear listening friends, one of the very important meanings of the word endure is to remain, to tarry behind, enduring and bearing bravely, being ill-treated. Amen and amen. The last day's signs are exactly that. So stand fast and stand firm. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right while you still can.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
3-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord God, for upon the land come even now the plagues that came to Egypt, and those plagues were to warn Pharaoh, and the plagues now are to warn the governments of the world. Warnings are coming now upon the earth in the form of locusts and drought, and all forms of diseases that came before are now coming again. A warning has gone out to the whole world, says the Lord. A warning has gone out. Hear it. Hear it now, before it is too late, says the Lord.
I am a still small voice, says the Lord, unto his people. And my heart cries, you might hear my voice, says God. You know my heart, says the Lord. Allow me to comfort you in all areas, that there is no hidden area in your life, that all is exposed unto me, for I cry out.
My, oh my, isn't that the true truth? Michael, Ohio, and Ronald, Florida, have heard God and sent in their WOW, Walk on Water, spiritual love gifts to sponsor this program tonight. Thank you, our friends. We truly appreciate you. Please know that each Signs program must support itself in order to remain on the air. God bless you all. You heard from God, you obeyed, and you mailed your love gift. Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen. This is the last March program, and we came up just some short to pay for all the radio time in March, especially Wednesday nights. So please pray that April might bring in enough to not only pay for April, but to make up the deficit for March. God bless you, my friends. I know it's a tough time with taxes. Amen. I'm having it too. Please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Lonely Christianity. Now the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Question. Is the Obama, a fellow Christian who champions partial birth abortions? My, oh, my. Question for Glenn Beck. Is that guy, Beck's name for Obama, is he truly a fellow Christian as described by the Bible miniseries co-producer Roma Downey for the History Channel? Beck, who touted the miniseries as the most popular in television history, linked Obama and the series Satan as exact lookalikes. As quickly as you can say Moses, came Roma Downey saying, "It's unfortunate that anyone made this false connection." Roma Downey, quote, "Both Mark and I have nothing but respect and love for our president, who is a fellow Christian," Downey said, end quote. Watchman comment, "Try quoting me. The Obama is not, hear me, not a Christian. No, no, no. Not even close. Fact, he was born to a Muslim father. Fact, he was raised in a Muslim country, Indonesia. Fact, he studied the Quran and speaks Arabic fluently. I rest my case." Roma Downey, who plays Mary in the miniseries, described Obama as an unabashed champion of partial abortion as a fellow Christian. Fact, true Christians know it is wrong to kill babies. Continuing, she also thinks it's God's timing that the Bible was shown during the seating of a new pope in Rome and had people thinking about faith. Fact, the pope is not God, nor is he led of the one true God. When will people ever learn about these so-called Christians and so-called Christian TV shows or movies? And they are shows. Believe me, please do not call Signs a show. Signs is not a show. Signs is a true truth, God-ordained, and God-called informative program. Amen. Continuing. Sugary drinks aren't just fattening, they're deadly, according to a new study out of Harvard University. The study links roughly 180,000 deaths annually to sugar-sweetened beverages, including soda, sports drinks, and fruit drinks. Specifically, sugary drinks are linked with 133,000 deaths from diabetes, 6,000 deaths from cancer, 44,000 deaths from heart disease worldwide. In the U.S. alone, the research shows that about 25,000 deaths in 2010 were linked to drinking sugar-sweetened beverages. My, my, my. Do I have to say, I told you so? Continuing. Bizarre phenomenon of fish changing genders is happening all over the world. What's in our water? What's going on in the Northland waters near Minnesota? Well, scientists and other experts aren't quite sure yet. Not just one type, but almost all kinds of fish, to include some of the most popular gaming fish like bass and walleye, are changing. What? Wait, changing? Yep, and it's at least one local news team that has documented those changes since 2002 when concerns were first emerging. A decade later, scientists are beginning to call it a significant threat. Changes in, for example, the external characteristic of males, where they start to resemble females. The more researchers look into this, the more they are finding fish that cannot reproduce at all. My, oh my. Maybe I should say I told you so on that one too, huh? Continuing. New Yorkers now being given $500 rewards. That sounds good, doesn't it? But this is why. If they report gun owners to law enforcement. My, oh my. CBS 6 News reported the existence of the tip line. It was previously a well-kept secret that received little promotion from New York State officials or fanfare in the media, according to the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. Information leading to an arrest can earn callers up to $500, according to an operator who answered the line when it was called by that news source. Continuing. Where is the Tea Party? The so-called experts and leaders of our nation are leading the nation to total ruin. Through their use of democratic socialism via the Democratic Socialists of America Congressional Caucuses, Black, Progressive, and Hispanic, our federal government is actively engaged in changing America from a constitutional republic to a third world member of the global one world order. Watchman comment, many of you who listen to this program heard me tell you, predict, prophesy, whatever you want to say, in one of our former roundtable discussions between Brother Evans and myself and Brother Ralston and Pastor Fox. I warned then, some years ago now, that we were being turned into a third world country. Do you believe me now? Continuing. U.S. pediatricians back same-sex marriage. The American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, one of the largest and most influential pediatrician groups in the United States, announced that it supports same-sex marriage. My, my, my. I wouldn't want to go to a pediatrician who believed that, would you? He might be a bit flaky, don't you know? Continuing. These pediatricians are saying child health and well-being depends on a stable relationship between parents and not on the parent's sexual orientation. Watchman comment again, there is no such thing as a stable relationship between two men or two women or any combination thereof. Continuing. It's perverted. It's a sickness. Continuing. Children thrive in families, these pediatricians say, that are stable and that provide permanent security. And the way we do that is through marriage, said Dr. Benjamin Siegel, chair of the AAP. Watchman comment. Well, I knew doctors were bad, but now some appear to be perverts. Just stay away from them. Like I have always said, Dr. Jesus can take care of you. He takes care of me. He takes care of Sharon. If these doctors think same-sex perverts are normal, what does that say about them? My, my, my. Continuing. A new 666 form of chip. There is a new medical lab that can be implanted under the skin that can automatically phone a doctor before you fall ill. It is a 14-millimeter long chip that comprises five sensors, a coil for wireless power, as well as a miniaturized electronics for radio communication. It all links to a user's mobile phone to send live data to doctors. It can warn of a heart attack hours in advance and help monitor patients undergoing chemotherapy. Watchman comment, I have warned and warned for years that the precursor to 666, the Mark of the World Beast system, might come first through the medical system. Do you believe me now? Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrase. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, for it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Continuing. Newtown, the scene of the school shootings that sparked unconstitutional gun control. applications for gun permits have jumped in Newtown, Connecticut, since the school massacre there revived the national debate on gun control and led to worries about new restrictions. Newtown, in recent years, has issued about 130 gun permits annually. Police say the town received 79 permit applications in the first 3 months since the December 14th massacre, well over double the normal pace. Robert Birkins, records manager for Newtown Police, say that many applicants are expressing concerns that their gun rights would be taken away. My. Watchman comment. Now, the proper reaction for one of these things is to arm yourselves, like the Newtown folks are now doing. The improper reaction is to disarm you and cause more Newtown slaughters. What doesn't take half a brain to understand that, folks? My. This thing is not about keeping you safe. It's about taking your guns away and taking control over you. That's how the Nazis do it. That's how these socialists are doing it. Continuing. Canada, transgender bathroom bill passes. Oh my, what a sickening thing. A bill that would make it illegal to discriminate against transgender Canadians was approved by the House of Commons, passed by a vote of 149 to 137. There's 149 perverts, apparently, to 137 normal-thinking people. Continuing. Opposition parties were united in their support for the bill, sponsored by the new... Here we go. Democrat Randall Garrison. My. These Democrats are sick. Watchman comment, though I've already been doing that in this report. There you go. Another perverted situation approved by another Democrat, socialist, communist, shall we say, pervert? My. Continuing. Two gun control measures become law. Manufacturer now looks to leave Colorado as other states roll out red carpet. One law limits ammunition magazines to 15 rounds. Another requires universal background checks for gun sales or transfers. And a third requires gun customers to pay for the cost of the background checks. Colorado now joins New York as the first states to pass laws restricting gun rights that are totally against the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. And they say that we are crazy. My. They're not crazy, though. They're sly as a fox. They're going to get control of you one way or the other. Continuing. Cardinal. Pedophilia, not a crime, says a cardinal, followed by a swift apology. Cardinal says pedophilia wasn't a crime, but an illness. South African Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier apologized for the botched interview. The cardinal now says pedophilia is a horrendous crime. Ha! Once he got caught, huh? The Catholic Archbishop of Durban comments were insensitive, especially given perceptions the Catholic Church has not done enough to root out pedophile abuse. Watchman comment, if you're a pedophile, you would think it wasn't a crime, wouldn't you? You would think it's just natural, when it's not only not natural, it's perverted and a crime. Continuing. New York gun magazine ban is being changed. It seems that New York's ban on standard capacity magazines has a few problems. First of all, it failed to exempt law enforcement from those restrictions. Now, New York Governor, Democratic Communist Socialist Andrew Cuomo, has announced that since no manufacturer makes 7-round magazines, which is not true, New Yorkers can process 10-round magazines but can only load 7 cartridges into them. Watchman comment, now that ought to be enforceable, huh? Continuing, as far as Cuomo's assumption regarding there being absolutely no 7-round mags, the most common pistol magazine in the country is a 7-round magazine used in the Army 45 pistol available even in New York State since 1911. Watchman comment, and this is the kind of democratic socialist communists making laws about things whose truth they are totally ignorant of. They just want control. My. Continuing with another ignorant communist socialist Democrat. A new claim by a Democrat representative on gun violence is challenged by the facts. In what may be one of the most stunning ignorant statements of the debate on the Second Amendment, New York Representative Charles Rangel says that millions of children will be murdered with so-called assault weapons. Wow, my. There is a problem with Rangel's uninformed, unintelligent assertion. That is, Rangel's facts are incorrect. In the United States, where less than 10,000 murders are committed with firearms and less than 350 of those are committed with rifles of any sort. Rangel's comments sadly reflect the level of either dishonesty or ignorance common to the left's attempts to disarm the American people. Continuing, U.S. plan calls for more scanning of private web traffic and email. Under last month's White House executive order on cybersecurity, the scans will be driven by classified information provided by the U.S. intelligence agencies, including data from the National Security Agency, NSA. The Department of Homeland Security will gather the secret data and pass it to a small group of telecommunication companies and cybersecurity providers. These companies will then offer to process email and other internet transmissions for critical infrastructure customers that choose to participate in the program. My. Big Brother, he's a-watching. Continuing. Representative Michelle Bachmann, Republican, Minnesota, says the American people are especially vulnerable, and especially vulnerable women, vulnerable children, vulnerable senior citizens, now get to pay more and get less. That's why we're here, because we're saying, let's repeal this failure before it literally kills women, kills children, kills senior citizens. Let's not do that. Let's love people. Let's care about people. Let's repeal it now while we can. I'll guarantee you one thing, Mr. Speaker. This doesn't help people. Spoken on the U.S. House floor, March 21st, 2013, speaking of Obamacare. Continuing with another Obamacare comment. Obamacare, 6 in 10 physicians will retire earlier than planned. A survey of more than 600 doctors found 6 in 10 physicians, 62%, said it is likely many of their colleagues will retire earlier than planned in the next 1 to 3 years. Another 55% of surveyed doctors believe others will scale back hours because of the way medicine is changing. My, oh my, I feel so sorry for them. They've ripped us off long enough, haven't they? You guys that go to these doctors, they're ripping you off and they're making you sicker with the drugs that they give you. Oh boy, I give up. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Lonely Christians. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air. Or to remain anonymous, all you got to do is just send cash and leave your return address off. That's easy. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through to Signs and to me. Amen. And also, please pray for others to give as God spoke to you and He speaks to them. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Got that pen and paper? Sign spelled SIGNSPO, Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell that LISLE. State is New York. Abbreviate NY, zip 13797. Thank you, and God bless you. Right now, with the tax time, we need your help. Well, Sharon and I find your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. It sure is always a blessing to hear from our listeners, and only you, our listeners, can keep Signs Radio on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Lonely Christianity. This one is by A.W. Tozer, by the way. The Loneliness of the Christian. The loneliness of the Christian results from his walk with God in an ungodly world, a walk that must often take him away from the fellowship of good Christians as well as from that of the unregenerative world. His God-given instincts cry out for companionship with others of his kind, others who can understand his longings, his aspirations, his absorption into the love of Christ. And because within his circle of friends, there are so few who share his inner experience, he is forced to walk alone. The unsatisfied longings of the prophets for human understanding caused them to cry out in their complaint, and even our Lord himself suffered in the same way. The man or woman who is passed on into the divine present in actual inner experience will not find many who understand them. He finds few who care to talk about that which is the supreme object of their interest. So they are often silent and preoccupied in the midst of the noisy religious shop talk. For this, one earns the reputation of being dull and over-serious. So they are avoided, and the gulf between them and society widens. It is this very loneliness that throws one back upon God. One's inability to find human companionship drives even more to seek God, because companionship can be found nowhere else. Watchman comment, my, oh my, I certainly can relate to that. How about you, my dear listening friends? Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
Come now, don't come later. I mean, if you wait till tomorrow, it's too late. If you die without Christ, you're lost.
My friends, because each Signs program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way Signs can stay on the air. And offerings are falling off once more, possibly due to tax time. I can only pray that some who can give will give to make an extra effort at this time and cover those who cannot support Signs due to government thievery. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in just a moment, as each program must have its own sponsors. But first, please tune in this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to frequency 9350. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. There are no letters of support to read tonight, but I do remember a brother asking me, as a born-again Christian, do we observe Passover and unleavened bread? My answer is this. Passover is a heritage of every born-again believer, and there is nothing wrong with you observing it, even to the point of receiving unleavened bread in communion at that time. Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 and 19. Luke chapter 21, verse 1 tells us that it is the feast of unleavened bread that is called the Passover, while John 6:4 tells us that Passover was a feast of the Jews. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 through 8 may be the answer you are looking for. Verse 7 says, 1 Corinthians 5, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. My, my, my. And that's the true truth, right from the original King James Bible. Hope that answered your question, my friend. Now, my friends, I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Do you have your phone or your pen and paper ready? Here it is, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Praise God, my friends. It's such a blessing to hear from our listeners. We sure enjoy hearing from you. So please pray about writing Sharon and I this week, and please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly all love you.
I 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 love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Amen.